Anne Nesby's musical roots reach way back to her hometown in Joliet, Illinois. That's where she came up singing in her church.
For me, as an artist, my family's roots of being a Christian go way, way back. God was the center of our entire life. So we knew that we were going to go to church, and it was not a question. They didn't give us a choice or an option whether we were going to go to church, and we were going to be in the choir. If you had any inkling of a voice, if they needed you in the choir, you were going to be there.
In the early 90s, Nesby joined the gospel choir Sounds of Blackness. She became the group's lead vocalist, and she won her first Grammy for the album Evolution of Gospel. Anne Nesby left Sounds of Blackness to pursue a solo career. She's just released a CD called This Is Love. She talked about her new album and her new sound with NPR's Tony Cox.
You know, I was talking about you to someone the other day, and I said to them, man, can she sing, which you really can. And their response was, you should see her make a room move by the sheer power of her voice. How do you do that?
I'm sure that it has to be the anointing of God because there's no power of my own. I can maybe attribute it to the many, many hours of choir rehearsal in church, church all day, Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon, and Sunday night, church hopping in between, being the foundation. But other than that, I don't have a clue.
You know, Anne Nesby, you are called an inspirational R&B artist. And traditionally,
yes.
I know that you know this. These two music forms have often clashed, but they've also been successful for a lot of artists. Do you ever feel conflicted at all about singing R&B under the halo, so to speak?
Absolutely not. I have the firm belief that all music is God's until we defile it with lyric. When God gives me a story to tell, I'll tell it, whether it's labeled R&B or whether it's labeled gospel. If God gives me that music and that song in the context of a personal relationship or our spiritual relationship, we have to learn how to treat each other outside of church, because we do come home and have a relationship with our husbands, our significant others, our children, and we have to learn how to be right within our households first, because charity begins at home. So if there's a lesson to be taught, it can be taught very freely with music.
You know, let's follow up that point talking about with the new CD, This Is Love. This project feels like it straddles two musical worlds to me, R&B and spiritual. Is that what we can always expect when Anne Nesby is singing?
I think that you can expect whatever God gives me, and I'm definitely going to talk about issues that have concerned me or have concerned those I love, because I know that people overcome by the testimony of others and seeing that others can make it. And sometimes when you're going through something, you feel like you're all by yourself. But if you have that song that talks about that very issue, sometimes fans come up and they say, you know, I just felt like you were singing directly to me because I'm going through that exact thing. And when people come up and say that, I feel like the mission that I've taken on is being completed. In fact, the single that I have now, I Apologize,
mm-hmm.
is a song that we all can relate to. If you're in a relationship, there are times when you can't just come right out and stand in front of your mate and say, you know, I'm really sorry. I wanna make it up to you, baby. Want you to know that I love you. This is just a relationship issue that I put to music.
You know, it's interesting you should mention that song, because that was one of the ones I was going to ask you about, because It's really one of those slow, you know, lights low kind of song, begging for forgiveness. Stayed out all night, didn't call, you know.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying?
Yes, and yes, absolutely.
This is the kind of song that you normally hear the fellas, you know, who've gone out and done wrong and come home and are begging for their mates to forgive them. You don't usually hear women talking about being out all night long. I got to ask you, how much of this is you from real life?
Well, this one isn't me, but it is a situation that I know women come up against, because sometimes sisters do go out and they stay out all night with their girls. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes sisters, we have a little bit of a problem saying, I'm sorry sometimes when we're wrong.
You think?
And that's what the song says, pretending like I'm never wrong and blaming everything on you. Well, that's what the song is all about. And some, you know, we have to say I'm sorry too.
Now, let me ask you about one other song. Our time is running a little short. I want to get two more things in here. One song, in contrast to the song about I Apologize, is track number 6, Thank God. Parts of this song are almost Aretha-like. In fact, your mom played Aretha in your house, didn't she, when you were young?
Oh, yes, she did.
Did some of the Queen of Soul sink in?
Oh, absolutely. I was listening. My father was actually the first person to introduce me to Aretha, and that didn't happen to be a R&B track. It happened to be the first gospel song that I ever heard Aretha sing, and that was Precious Lord, as she was singing on a recording with her father. And my father said, listen to this, babe. After that, when my mother would sit down and listen to Aretha Franklin, I heard her doing a whole different thing. So some of those licks that you hear me do
mm-hmm.
is an incorporation of listening to Aretha, Gladys, Patti, Stevie, Donny Hathaway. So, I mean, I'm not afraid, I'm not ashamed to say that I owe a lot of the learning that I did from pioneer artists that were great and successful, and I enjoyed everything they did, and I incorporated some of that into the Ann Nesby style.
Gospel audiences are different than non-secular audiences, are they?
Sometimes gospel audiences, I think, are somewhat jaded in that they have great gospel singers that are always in their church all along as they're growing up. You know, when I was growing up, I went to a church that on any given Sunday, any one of the soloists in the choir could slay you and knock you under the bench. So gospel audiences are already accustomed to great, great singers. So you really, really have to be a singer to really, you know, kind of set a church on fire. That's my opinion.
Well, Ann Nesby, from what I've heard, you can definitely set a church on fire. Thank you so
thank
much
you.
For coming in. The new album is This Is Love.
Every time I see your lovely smiling face.
That was NPR's Tony Cox speaking with R&B and gospel singer Ann Nesby.
I feel the magic and the twinkle in your eyes.
That's our show for today, and thank you for sharing your time with us. To listen to the show or subscribe to our podcast, visit our website, nprnewsandnotes.org. No spaces, just nprnewsandnotes.org. To join the conversation or sign up for our newsletter, visit our blog at nprnewsandviews.org. News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. Tomorrow, finding a good home for African orphans. I'm Farai Chidea. This is News and Notes.